Again, you hear me teaching about it. God teach you in a negative, show you a negative and a positive. He never leave you in the negative. A lot of time we get in these texts, we take the negative part and don't see the positive part. And that's why we don't get no fruit from them. Are you following the watch? Extreme. Thus saith the Lord, cursed be the man that trusteth in man. You see that? We got to get away from that. And make it flesh his arm. And whose heart departeth from the Lord. Now notice what he said. I want to see when the Lord's moving. What he said. For he shall be like the heat in the desert and should not see when good coming. You see that? Blind as a bat. God trying to get something mean. Going through routine, shouting and jumping around. Shall not see when the good coming, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in a salt land, and not inhabited. Now that's the negative. But God never leave us in the negative. I used to wonder about the book of Proverbs. Proverbs would tell you about a wicked man, then it tell you about a righteous man. Choose which one you want to be. Notice here now, in verse 7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, and whose hope the Lord is. For he or she shall be as a tree planted by the waters, and that spreadeth out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat cometh. Heat, trouble, problem, attack, circumstances. Too much in a revival to see it. Got your eyes on God, you can't see nothing else. See, you fill full your eyes with God. Fill your heart with God, you ain't got no room for what the devil won't tell you. But he said, but her leaf shall be green and shall not be careful in the year of drought. You know, these people save up food. I don't have to save no food up. Something come up, God gonna send me some food. It got petrol and got food all in the ground. I don't need to do that. Now this shall cease from yielding fruit. Pray along that line right there. Pray the positive. Pray, I trust you, Lord. I'll see when the good coming. Woo, my goodness. Rabba, you and you only we trust. You are our source. Rababa Sata, we're calling for revival. Revelation. Let the rain of the Holy Ghost rain on Darrell, rain on Sorrento, rain on Gonzales, rain on Prairieville. Let revival, Darrell, Hillville. Ah, La Place, let it rain. Louisiana, Shata. Let a revival, let's light the fire, Lord. Sako Tararaba, Romasa Yehosha. Oh, Pasad. Make a different Holy Ghost. Make a different Holy Ghost. Help us to trust the Lord with all our heart and lean not to our own understanding. Acknowledge him in all our ways and let him direct our path. Hallelujah. Shakatara. That's the kind of trust. Robasatara koshete. Konzete boroba. Krobasa. In these services tonight, let the fire begin to fall. A revival. Sharata. Robasata katata. Light us with fire. Roba, wet us with rain. Kasata kasata. Anoint us with oil. Shakasata tata. Roma sikete. Robasata. The oil flowing. That are the fire burning. Kashakata. Then Lord, let the wind blow. The same wind that blew in the valley of dry bone, let it blow here in Darrell. Sha-ta-ka-ta-ta. You know, ha-ta-ta, you know, Lord. Sha-ta-ta-ta, ko-shake it. Ramon-resh. Moro, we cry out for revival. That I saw life, fire, shakasa, oil, shete, revelation, ram of word. Ha-sa-ta-ka-ta-ra-ka. Soro-ba-sa-ta-ka-sa. Roshe Katalamasa, Rabasata. Thank you for revival. Shakasata. Thank you for restoration. Roba sakata. Grande konzala la manche. Roba sata. Roba sata ta kasata. Rabba, help us to relive what the early church relived, what the early church had. Give it back to us. Rasa, revival in every chapter. Revival breaking out. Men getting saved. Coming to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Rabba, may men get saved. We pray for the salvation of men and women who don't know you, that they come to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. Rabba, satata. And a revival break out in those who know you. Shataka sata. Urubasata. Yararabasakata koshi. God, we don't want no little fire. We want a big fire. Shataka sata. We don't want a little rain. We want a big rain. We cry out in the name of Jesus. Krasaka sarara. Rabasukutere teko sote. Urabasaka shoko. Edama. Hallelujah. Arabasakochere. Urubasata ta ta ta. Glory to God. Rashatata. Yorobasata. Urabasata rohokosa. Urabasara kasurokoshi. Urabasata kas. Urabasata kasakas. Rabasaka saka. Notice. God is a judge. Both justice and grace come from the same place. You have to understand that. Both justice and grace come from the same place. Now, in order to move into the realm, some of y'all got here a little late, I started early, we crying out for a revival. And religion, rituals, and routine has to be eradicated for a real revival. And then we said revelation, repentance, and rain, and restoration has to come. And you pray that down. But we all, and if you weren't here, we all repented. All of those who's here early, we repented. And don't you stand there and tell me you ain't got nothing to repent for. That's, no, we all, you know, we all need to repent. But there's a revival coming. Turn to Hebrews 12. And it's going to start here. Prior to revival, listen to me closely. We got a few more minutes. Prior to revival, there's a shaking. And some things and some people have to be shook. And that was remain. You have to understand that. It took me a few years to understand that. I wouldn't know what the Lord was doing, but he's shaking. That was going to hinder the revival in the long run. He'll move it out the way. Now you notice in Hebrew 12, verse 25, see that you refuse not him that speaketh. For if they escape not who refuse him that speaketh on earth, much more shall not we escape, return away from him that speaketh from heaven, whose voice shook the earth. But now he has promised, saying, yet once more, shake not the earth only, but also heaven. And then he said in the 27th verse, and this word, yet once more signifieth the removing, come on, of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, but those things which cannot be shaken may remain. See, that's revival word there. That's revival, you see. That's revival. Anything blocking the Lord from coming in. You see. He don't have to kill them, just move them. Come out the way, because revival coming. I tell you right now, I in my prayer time, now I fast again today, but in my prayer time of fasting and praying, revival comes after a drought. In your own personal life, you go through periods in your life like nothing going on, shout, a revival about to come. He's getting you where you trust in him more than how things working out. Are you following me? See, God have the purpose for revival. And so everybody not gonna go in a revival is those who want it. But revival don't just be at the house of God. Revival be at your house. And so we see here our God is a consuming fire. It says, verse 28, wherefore we receive in a kingdom which cannot be moved. Let us have what?
Grace.
Whereby we may serve God. How? With what? And what else? See, all that's part of a revival. For he says, for our God is a consuming fire. So go ahead and pray them scriptures out, 25 through 29 for a moment. Look at it and get you whatever the Holy Spirit speak to you. Hashatoro koshiti. Rabababa kasata. Darabasa kashikoshiti. Robasata ta ta kashata. Ararabashakata ta. Shakata ta 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 ta. Rasakata ta ta ta. Sharabasata kasata. Yuhishimombarasata. Yataro romasa. Our God is a consuming fire. Rabasata ta. What are you that burn the shaft for? Darasakasata. Urobasa, not the weak. Shake soko marabasa. Ramaho sata. Yaralabashata. So Lord, there's a boldness on this ministry. Make it clear what you're teaching us right now. Woo! Make it clear what you're teaching us. Rabasata rabaso. Rabasataka. Robasata kushete. Robasata kushete. Rabasaka sakasa. Unusual. I got it. Robasa. I got it. Rosata ta ta ta. Rabasata. Rabasaka sa ta 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 ta. I got it. Glory. Alabasa ta ta. Rabasa ta ta ta. Rabasa. Write this down. Unusual revelation. Unusual rain. Unusual movement of the Spirit. And then there has to be a shaking before there's a making. Yeah, it's sort of like cooking in the Spirit, shaking things up, that God will have a remnant to sustain what he's sending. Oh! You heard that? Yeah, he needs a remnant to sustain what he's sending. See, when he sends that heavy rain, it got to be us who know how to swim in the Spirit, the flow in the Spirit. All floaters have to be removed. Just float. No, you got to float. Sometimes you're going upstream, but you got to have more power to go upstream. You see it? Uh-huh. So that come, the revival. The revival, religion, ritual, and routine has to be dealt with. So your regular service, your regular song can't start a revival. Reality. Fresh realness will come out of the spirit world. Fresh realness that have been blocked for centuries by people who won't flow. Why haven't they had a grand revival in this area? We've been here some 30, almost 40 years. Why? Why don't break out and stay out? Got to have a people who ready. You ready? How many of y'all ready for revival? That mean revival on healing. Revival on relationship. My God. Revival in your residence. Revival everywhere in your body. Stuff that belongs to us. When revival, oh my God. Lord, we call for that revival. Let's pray. We call for that revival. Fresh fire. Fresh rain. Fresh oil. fresh revelation, fresh rhema. Shaka satalabasha. Thank you for it. We receive it. Shata, we believe and receive it in Jesus' name. Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Let it start tonight. We don't have to wait. Trasata, reveal yourself. Reveal yourself, Lord. Tatasata, reveal your will. Reveal your plan. Reveal your purpose. Shaka, let us pursue it with all our heart. Kasata, kasata, more than anything else. Kasata lo koshete, rabasata koshete, rabasata tata, sata. Now here's, I know I keep interrupting, but here's some things going to have to be done. Personal agendas will have to be dealt with before a revival can break out. I'm going to give you a replacement for it. You have only the Holy Spirit can get you over your personal agenda, and it will be taken care of, your personal agenda, but you got to get over it. What I need to do then? Well, purposeful alignment. Purposeful alignment has to come in for a revival. Line up with God's purpose. Don't matter what it takes. No matter, you see, you line up with Him. And then you get away from your situation. Get away from your personal agenda. When you go back, everything will be done. See, what happened is we put too much pressure or too much time on our personal agenda. God is saying all the time, I got that. You see, based on two scriptures, then we'll pray some more. Ephesians 1:3, 2 Peter 1-5. He's given us everything. God already has given us everything. He wants us to bring a revival that people who don't have what we have can get it. First of all, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ. There are so many people who need real grace. You notice how I say that? Real grace. Not no fake grace, real grace. Well, they recognize, I didn't do this. He did it. I didn't save myself, He saved me. I can't keep myself, He keep me. That's real grace. Huh? All right, let's pray about that. Shalaloba shata. Woo! Horaraba shata. Combre sere mosa. Come, Lord Jesus. Koshataraba. We praise you. Koroba, we thank you. Ahead of time. Show us things. Show us things. We bind the devil in Jesus' name. Show us things we've never seen before. Take us places in the spirit. The Lord, you can do it tonight. Hallelujah. Shata, I expect you to do it tonight. Cosete de brasa. Show us things out of your word. Let us eat well. Shata, let us feast on your word. Shata, your word will be our feast. Kasata rabasata. Rabasakasara. Oh, glory to God. Shata, we thank you for the answer. We thank you for revival. We thank you for a move in the spirit. Jerere takasa. Gondele basa. Gondele basa. Gondele basa. Gondele fresh water. Fresh rain. Fresh wind. Fresh oil. Fresh fire. Hasatararasata. The revival began here. Chatakasha. Rasakata. We take authority over every spirit that is not of you. Render them void and ineffective against what you're doing. In the name of Jesus, we call on the blood, all angelical movement right now. The precious Holy Spirit begin to move in fruits and gifts and leading and guiding and teaching. Hararasa, precious Holy Spirit. Andalasa, there can't be no revival without you. Hararabasa tatata. We need a revival anointing. Oh, Sheka Tararabayaya. Korabasa Karore. Slap everything out the way, Lord. Shut up. Slap everything out the way. Shut out and block it. Shata Tarahasa Yaya. Ha ha ha. Glory to God. Thank you for the revival. Begin right now. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the early church anointing. That the supernatural will become natural. Thank you for a prevailing word. Thank you for special miracle wrought by our hand. Signs and wonders. In the name of your holy child Jesus. Come out the creek. That's what I'm hearing. Come out the creek. Come out the creek and jump in the river. Come out the creek. You're just wading in that water. Don't wait. Get in water where you can't walk in it. Get in over your head in the spirit. That's where God wants you at, over your head. Lord, I don't know what to do. That's just where I want you. Then he'll train you and teach you, show you a new thing. As long as you can do it, see, get out the creek, he said. Jump in the river. That's what it's going to take for revival. We've been walking around the creek for years, splashing the water around. You know? And no concern. Don't need to have to trust God. I can walk through this. No, get in deeper water. See, the Holy Ghost don't have to show us deeper things as long as we're in shallow water. We desire to go in deeper water that we can't control. So actually for revival, you got to lose control. Me and you. Or you and I, you want me to say it that way. We have to lose control. What you mean by lose control? You're not in charge. You're yielding. See, now you got to yield for a revival. You got to yield. And you're going to have to go through some things you can't explain. And don't get scared. You might see a few false things come up. See, trying to disturb the revival. But just remember, we're in charge. Satan is not in charge. No, he's under our feet. That's where he's supposed to be. And things have been normal long enough. Ooh, I feel revival, boy. I mean, the Lord's been talking to me about revival. Revival in this church. Revival in you. Revival in me. Lives that we never lived before. What? Lives we never lived before. And that's what the Lord, that's where he's bringing us. Supernatural. Things occur in your life you can't explain. Good thing. The hindrance factors in your life will be plucked off like flies. When you get into a certain realm in the spirit, you get in a certain realm in the spirit and you begin to function as the Lord functions. For the Lord in you, you see, you've got to get so far in the neutral. Not my will. Oh my God. You got to get way over in the neutral. Yeah, you're not driving no more. You won't put it in reverse. You won't put it in drive. God, not my will. I'm in neutral. Oh, my goodness. I'm in neutral. Ready to submit. Ready to admit. Ready to commit. See, that's revival. I never heard that one before. You got to get in neutral. Yeah, because... You see, you can't flow in gear. Yeah. You got to lose traction in your own ability so God can take you somewhere. All right, lift your hand. Let's pray to God. We got a couple of minutes. Oh, Bakasa, thank him for what he's done, what he's said to us. Thank him for revival. Thank him for blessing us. Thanking him for visiting us. Thank him for what he's going to do in this Bible class tonight. Thank you, he's going to show us some precious things. Hallelujah. Thank you, he's going to change our lives. Hallelujah. He can do it in one night. He puts you in a better position. Thank you, Lord. Everybody go in a better position. Thank you, Lord, for a better position. There's always more. There's always more. Thank you, Lord. More. There's always more. More you. The spirit without measure. Jesus operating the spirit without measure. Unmeasurable grace. Hit this place. Unmeasurable grace. They'll talk about it all over the world. They'll come to see about the glory. The glory will fill this place. Fill this city. Fill this parish. Fill this state. Time has come for God to speak and every man be solemn. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Now I need you, you who leave out of here with me, I need you to let me fumble around tonight, but let the Holy Spirit pull some things out of me. All right? So I need you focused. You prayed up. You know what's going on. We call for a revival. There are some things that the Lord is showing me in the scriptures I've read for 40-something years. Read right over it. Got the praying in tongue in the pulpit, fasting and praying and expecting rain, thirsty, hungry. And the Lord said, look at this scripture. I looked at it. I said, Lord, I didn't see that. He said, I know. He said, look at this scripture. I said, what? Well, I didn't know that. I'm going to share it with you tonight. Yeah. And we'll see some things. Because we've got to see some things for revival to come, all right? All right, that's good enough.